Ridcully grinned again. You mean either the whole world has gone wrong, or your machine is wrong?
Yes.
Then I'd imagine the answer's pretty easy, wouldn't you? Said Ridcully.
Yes, it certainly is. Hex gets thoroughly tested every day, said Ponder Stibbons.
Good point, that man, said Ridcully. He banged on Hex's listening tube once more. You down there!
You really don't need to shout, Arch-Chancellor, said Ponder.
What's this anthropomorphic personification, then? Plus, plus, plus. Humans have always ascribed random, seasonal, natural, or inexplicable actions to human-shaped entities. Such examples are Jack Frost, the Hogfather, the Tooth Fairy, and Death. Plus, plus, plus.
Oh, them.
Yes, but they exist, said Ridcully. Met a couple of them myself. Plus, plus, plus. Humans are not always wrong. Plus, plus, plus. All right, but I'm damn sure there's never been an eater of socks or a god of hangovers. Plus, plus, plus. But there is no reason why there should not be. Plus, plus, plus.
The thing's right, you know, said the lecturer in recent runes. A little man who carries barukas around is no more ridiculous than someone who takes away children's teeth for money when you come to think about it.
Yes, but what about the eater of socks? Said the chair of indefinite studies. Bursa just said he always thought something was eating his socks, and bingo, there it was.
But we all believed him, didn't we? I know I did. Seems like the best possible explanation for all the socks I've lost over the years. I mean, if they'd just fallen down the back of the drawer or something, there'd be a mountain of the things by now.
I know what you mean, said Ponder. It's like pencils. I must have bought hundreds of pencils over the years, but how many have I ever actually worn down to the stub? Even I've caught myself thinking that something's creeping up and eating them.
There was a faint glingalingalingal noise. He froze.
What was that? He said. Should I look round? Will I see something horrible?
Looks like a very puzzled bird, said Ridcully. With a very odd-shaped beak, said the lecturer in recent runes.
I wish I knew who's making that bloody tinkling noise, said the Arch-Chancellor.